I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Some good news for monarch butterflies. Those easily identifiable black and orange-yellow migratory butterflies have been in trouble in recent years. They've been dying off due to habitat loss in North America. But this year, the number of monarchs hibernating in southern Mexico has rebounded. They're covering about 10 acres of forest this winter, up from just around 3 acres last winter. Jorge Ricards is field programs director with the World Wildlife Fund Mexico. He joins me now from Mexico City. I assume this is good news, this rebound in monarchs, Jorge?
Yes, it is good news. As you mentioned earlier, we were very worried because we have been seeing for the last at least 6 or 7 years a decline in the monarch populations. And this year we are seeing this bump, which is good news, of course.
And so how do the numbers this year compare to, say, historic numbers before the decline in numbers of monarchs?
It's very similar to what we saw about 4 years ago, but it is still quite low compared to what we used to see approximately 10 or 12 years ago, where we would see at least 4 times this area covered by overwintering colonies. So it's still low, and we need to be aware of that. We cannot sing a victory yet, but it is good news, of course.
Okay, so there has been a bump. Why the increase this year?
Well, it's hard to tell. It might be a combination of variables. One might simply be the weather. The other is the result of all the work that has been done in Mexico, the United States, and Canada for a number of years now to bring back the colonies. In Mexico, halting illegal logging. In the U.S., planting milkweed and involving citizens. So I think it's a combination of factors.
So stopping logging, planting milkweed, those are the kinds of things that would bring those populations back?
Probably yes. Mm-hmm. And of course, it depends on where those things are done. Our concern in Mexico has been for the last 15 years to halt illegal logging because we did have a big problem several years ago. Now, 2 years ago, we literally halted it. In the U.S., building this milkweed corridor along the migration route is also something that has been done. And with new emphasis from all three governments, but also with very strong citizenship involved. And that's also a big factor.
And remind us why it is good news when we've got more monarch butterflies.
Well, because the migrating population is very unique. Together with the one that migrates on the western side of the U.S. down to California, it is one of the longest migrations in the insect world, and it's over 5,000 kilometers that this butterfly flies. And it's a very unique phenomenon, too, because it flies down on one generation, but it goes back north through 4 or 5 generations. So it's biologically a very unique migration. It's also iconic. It binds all three countries. And it's a symbol. It's a symbol of cooperation. So it is good news to see a rebound in the number of butterflies this year. And we're hoping that we will see, as years pass, a tendency to recover the numbers we used to see several years ago.
Jorge Ricards with the World Wildlife Fund Mexico. Thank you.
Thank you very much.